And welcome back to Small Town with Matt Gaff. I'm your host, Matt Gaff, and want to shout out to everybody who's new listening. I know we're in some new directories, so we have some new countries, some new people listening. So welcome to Small Town. Think of this as your hometown now. And so if you have any questions or anything, you can always email me at smalltownwithmattgaff@gmail.com. Make sure you visit faithcast.com also to discover other great Christian podcasts along with myself. I'm in the entertainment portion of it. So if you like listening to me, you might like listening to some other podcasters in that as well. So today we're going to wrap up the whole series that we'd started off with the prosperity and how there is a movement within Facebook and other churches to say that if you plant a seed of money or monetary value, God will enrich you, which is not the case. That is not what that scripture was all about. So we talked about that, and then we talked about repentance, how if you've done something wrong, you need to repent. You need to ask God for repentance, but also the person that you have sinned against. And then this week we're talking about grace and forgiveness. So that's what we're going to talk about. And just a quick side note, I got my buddy with me today, my son. He's kind of watching and listening how daddy does his podcast. So if you want to say hi, bud, you can. And so little future podcaster in the makings here. So let's get right back into it. Let's get into the small town conversations. God's grace allows us to be forgiven of our sins. That is what we're talking about. We're talking about grace and we're talking about forgiveness. Forgiveness as far as what someone has done to you. They may not have asked for forgiveness, but as a Christian, you should be willing to give that forgiveness. But that's also, it needs to be asked as well on that. So they need, in order to ensure their soul, they need to be asking for repentance and for forgiveness from you. Now, you as a Christian can forgive someone who has not asked for forgiveness, and that's going to help you, and that's talking about the seeds that we sow on earth. That's where we get the non-monetary issue. This is where we talk about deep spiritual soul banking of Christian values. This is what Paul was talking about when he was in prison about how, you know, what I do here, you know, it adds to my accounts to heaven, meaning if you've done good here on earth, it does add up and it does help, but that is not what gets you into heaven. But that was talking about the Philippi church where they helped him when he was in prison or in home rest, basically feeding him, paying his bills. He was just, you know, letting them know how greatly he appreciated their help and how God will enrich their ministry for what they've done. So when you see the whole thing with accounting and when you read some Paul's writings, you have to really understand what's going on in that situation. Here you have a guy who was going around creating churches, gets locked up. One of his churches comes to help him. You know, a lot of people like to cherry pick situations in the Bible to say, well, look, it clearly states right here that, you know, you can have a good life. God's going to grant you all this money, all this wealth. He wants you to be happy and successful and all this other stuff. And here's why. One verse out of a particular part of the Bible, instead of looking at the entire contents of that entire, you know, paragraph. So, you know, you have to really look at what someone's saying and then look at the Bible. Look before it and look after it and see what the person's saying. See what Paul is saying. See what Luke is saying. See what Mark is saying. A lot of times, you're going to see a lot of people just pick a specific sentence and say, well, right there is your proof. And it's not really. You have to really look into it. So, you know, we're not saved by our works alone. However, God does want us to advance the ministry. We need to bring it to people who haven't heard. So, therefore, you're going to have to do some works. I mean, there's ministry. There's pray groups. There's other ways of contributing to ministries. So it's not just financial, and that's what he's talking about. You need to advance that movement. You need to help bring the church to people that may not know. Podcasting is one issue. You know, we do it with very little to no money. We podcast and we just try to get as much of the message out there and guidance as much as we can. You know, YouTube channels are just like that too. There's some good YouTube channels out there and there are some really bad YouTube channels out there in the name of Christ. So that's why I would like to want to sit down and kind of sit with you and kind of talk about it, you know, person to person, small town to small town, and to be really vigilant on what you're watching and listening and studying. There's nothing wrong with hearing from some other point of view, as long as when you read the Bible and you go back to it, does it make sense, and is it really what God is saying, or is it just somebody trying to make some earthly gain? So a lot of times you've got people that say that they're pastors, or say that you're or say that they're a preacher or a prophet or all this other stuff, and there's mention of that in the Bible. There is mention that there will be prophets, there will be certain men that will be able to see visions. There's certain gifts that God says in the Bible will happen, and some people will have that, and I'm sure there are some people in the world where that is the case. They have heard and it's come true. They've prophesied, you know, they've done things, allow the Spirit to work through them to minister. And that's fine. That's great. That can happen. But the person that tells you, if you spend $50, I will teach you how to be a prophet, that is completely against what Christ and God has said in the Bible. God gives you those talents. If you have that talent, great, good, use it for good. But you can't teach that. You know, you can't teach something that God can only give. And so you need to really be careful of what you're watching. You know, this whole, if you give me $1,000, your financial benefit will be 100 times that. That's not the case. You know, Christ never says that, you know, you're going to have earthly riches. It's heavenly riches, and that's through doing ministry, through listening and obeying, through trying to raise up a good family, trying to do your Bible studies like you should, once again pastoring, mentoring, all those things are what's going to lead you closer to Christ. But on the same token, you have to be able to have repentance of your sins to Christ, give over your life, and then allow His grace and forgiveness to wash over you. Like we've talked before, you know, you can have a pastor that all you have to do is believe in Christ and that's it. Well, that's not the case. And we've seen that many times in the Bible that just saying that you believe in Christ doesn't make you a Christian, and it doesn't get you to heaven. You have to repent of your sins. You have to be able to ask for forgiveness and allow His grace to come over you. And if you do not do that, then you're not going to heaven. I'm sorry, but that's what the Bible clearly states. And the people that tell you otherwise are just pulling you along. If your pastor has not talked about the gospel and have not talked about your sins and transgressions, then I'm sorry, but your pastor is just teaching you about halfway or half of the gospel and not going to the full detail. It's like reading parts of a book and not telling you how the ending is. You have to know how the ending. If you're only to believe, you don't know what all else you have to do or God asks of you to do. Now, He will forgive you and He will minister you. And I'm hopeful that somebody hears that message that somebody says, you know, trust in the Lord, and they start to, and then they look into it themselves and read deeper. And that's what I hope happens. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, look at some scripture that kind of backs up exactly what I'm talking about, and then we'll kind of wrap it up for this episode. So we will be right back. All right, and welcome back to Small Town with Matt Gaff. I'm your host, Matt Gaff. I appreciate you hanging in there for that one commercial that we have. It helps keep the bills rolling and allows this great ministry to keep going to different countries and different states and different people's houses and homes. So we've been talking about grace and forgiveness and the whole prosperity, the whole YouTube, the whole false ministries, stuff like that. And so I really just want to get down into some meat and potatoes, so to say, of the Bible verses, so you can see where in the Bible these are. Now, once again, I've taken a few scriptures. By all means, look at the scriptures on your own. Read before, read after, and see the contents of the entire scripture. That's how you're going to do it. Once again, a lot of people go through there and they read one piece of scripture and they're like, oh, well, right there it is. And that's not the case. And I urge you to use your own mind, be your own person, and look it up, or and decide for yourself what you decide. Okay? So the first one we're going to look at is Ephesians 2:8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Now, a lot of, if there's any kids listening, I'm sure that's a camp, part of the year, their camp verses that they had to learn. But it is true, because it's by grace, God's grace, that you are saved, because you have faith in Him. It's not because you straight believe in it, and that just because you think that there's a God, you're saved. That's not the case. It's by His grace that you are saved. And it's a gift. It is not something that everybody has. So don't everybody, when you hear a pastor says, everyone's got it. No. No, you don't. You have to have faith in Christ. You have to understand His grace. And grace comes from forgiveness, which is where repentance comes from. So, once again, someone can look at this scripture and say straight out, well, see, there's no mention of forgiveness or repentance, so you don't need it. Well, but you have to understand what grace is, and you have to understand that grace is forgiveness from sins. So, you've had to have sinned sometime, right? So, that's where that comes from. All right, so we're going to go to Hebrews 4:16. And it says, therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So once again, this is talking once again about grace. Grace is what? Grace is forgiveness from sin. It's God's grace that allows us to be forgiven. And so we get these mercies when we find grace, when we repent. And then we get forgiveness. So once again, drawing strong on the whole repentance thing, on the whole thing of grace and forgiveness. So, but there has to be a sin. This all comes down to you have sinned against Christ. Everybody has sinned. Everybody sins. That's why we ask for forgiveness. That's why we pray. That's why we talk to God. And you have to understand that you've sinned. Everybody sins. Everyone has to understand that. That's why we ask for grace. That's why we ask for forgiveness. So that's why these scripture are so strong. So John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory, glory as the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. So this is talking about when Christ came. This is when John is describing God, or Jesus coming down as man, but still God. So that's a whole different discussion as far as when Christ came, whether or not he lost his divinity. That is a conversation for theologians, not myself. So I'm not going to get into that. But once again, full of grace. He knew coming down that we had sinned and we needed forgiveness. This is once again talking the whole thing. This backs up everything I've been talking about with the whole repentance. So when someone tells you you don't need to repent, you're fine because God loves you, Jesus loves you, you don't need to worry about it anymore, that's false, and you need to stop that right away. All right, next one. One of my favorite books, Matthew. See what I did? Matthew 6:15. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions. This, again, is talking about forgiveness to other people. So if someone's trespassed on you, you need to forgive them, even if they don't ask for forgiveness. Now, that forgiveness can be in your heart. It doesn't necessarily have to be verbally to them. You don't have to necessarily say, you know, I forgive you to their person, especially if they're no longer living. But you do not need to not hold a grudge. That's where we get into that. All right, 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So once again, we have to confess our sins. That's whether to someone else, to Christ, once again, with repentance. And then Luke 17:3, be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. So if, say, we have a pastor that is going on and on about something, you must, if it's not in the Bible, if it's not something that needs to be preached, you need to make sure that you stand up for yourself, stand up for your church, and say, hey, look, I was looking at this. You need to have a conversation. And if they ask for forgiveness, then you need to forgive them. But if they don't, then obviously you can forgive them in your heart, but you don't necessarily have to wait for them to ask for forgiveness. So, and this is the one, Luke 17:3 is a lot what a lot of the people on YouTube or stuff like that that do the rebuking of different ministries. Everyone comes back and says, why are you bothering so-and-so? They're just bringing people to Christ. They're letting people know of Christ. Well, you're letting them know of one part, but there are multiple parts of it. And so therefore, if you go to some place like a small village in Africa and you teach them half of the gospel, that doesn't get them to heaven. So it's doing an unjust when you don't teach the full gospel. So when you have the people there, especially starting them off, I mean, you need to let them know the full story. Don't get them half in there and then let them go and hope that they're going to have time to read the Bible and understand it themselves. Because some people, for the Bible, is hard to understand. So that's why we have pastors, deacons, elders, teachers. All right. So I think that's going to wrap it up for us. I think that's going to wrap it up for this entire series. I'm going to do some more praying, kind of figure out what I want to do for the next podcast. I have some ideas, but I'm not positive on what I want to do yet. So be praying for me. I'll kind of throw some ideas in my head. That's what I normally do anyway. On Wednesdays, I have an idea then of what I want to do, where Christ has kind of lead me to do some of the podcasts. So if you want to, you can reach me up on Facebook, Instagram at Small Town with Matt Gaff. I'm all over on all of the streaming podcast sites. So once again, faithcast.com. You can go there. You can see me. I'm in some other directories. So by all means, check me out. Email me if you want to talk to me or have any ideas, show ideas or anything else at smalltownwithmattgaff@gmail.com. It's really simple. Once again, I know we're getting a lot more listeners, so that's great. Our small town is growing, and I am so excited. Just think of it as your own hometown, and we will see you on our next family get-together, I guess we could kind of call it, next Monday. Until then, have a blessed week.